It's the early 1950s. The Korean War has just ended, and Joe Birdsong is in love. A teenager who has grown up in a small town in eastern Washington, he's out one evening walking with his sweetheart, and he describes it this way. Her face played me Artie Shaw's Frenesi, Mr. B singing My Foolish Heart, John Ray doing Walking My Baby Back Home. I heard Für Elise, trumpet fanfares, all jumbled together, pulling this way and that way inside my chest. We walked in step with all the music between us from 3 years together in orchestra. I put each foot down with care so my walk was smooth, not bouncing, and I didn't swing my shoulders. And walking along like this with Sylvia was almost as good as holding hands. Our breath created clouds that we walked through. My ears were on alert for sounds behind us, and my eyes stayed peeled for anything in front of us. End quote. Of course, Joe and Sylvia don't hold hands. Of course, Joe's eyes and ears are peeled for others, because Sylvia is white and Joe is black. Sure enough, a policeman pulls over, bullies Sylvia into the car, and whisks her away from the black kid who has strayed out of place. Joe Birdsong is the protagonist of the novel Fort Showalter Blues, written by local author, poet, and beloved teacher Harold Johnson, who passed at the age of 91 on November 27, 2024. The novel, in part autobiographical, tells the story of a young black man who is perpetually out of place. He's at once too black and not black enough. His skin is too dark and his hair too kinky, but he also talks like a white man. And once, when he enters a mess hall full of black and white soldiers, he realizes with dismay that he can't tell one black from the other, while the white men look like individuals. He's at once colorblind and acutely aware of color in a way that penetrates to his very bones. He forms his friendships based not on race, but on a common love of music and literature. But he experiences his blackness every moment of every day in the ways that people respond to him, and fear is a big part of his daily life. Quote, "This trickle of terror memory way back in the woods of my psyche, full of members castrated, lynched, getting the Emmett Till treatment for doing less than nothing with ignorant white women down south." End quote. Burdened with these contradictions, Joe Birdsong is having a tough time finding his way in the world. He completes a degree in English at Portland State University, plays classical music on his trumpet, and gets hired on as one of the first blacks to teach in the Portland public schools. He marries a young black woman, fathers a child, cheats on his wife with a white woman, and gets a divorce. Then he is drafted and sent to fictional Fort Showalter in El Paso, Texas. His first day there, dying of thirst on a scorching day, he tries to buy an icy cold Coca-Cola at a USO for service members. Three white soldiers jump him, viciously kick his butt, and toss him out. The local USO is not for black soldiers. This event sets a whole lot in motion that Joe is not prepared for. Thinking of the white guys, Joe muses, quote, "The one from Mississippi especially gets on my nerves, and I regularly have shocking thoughts related to his destruction. Never felt so awful toward another person. But at the same time, the idea of pulverizing the mother effer is delicious." End quote. Three fellow black soldiers, whom Joe calls the heavies and who frighten him, catch wind of the racist incident and want to take revenge. But even with his vengeful fantasies, Joe has no stomach for the kind of revenge they propose. Meanwhile, Joe concentrates on his horn, becomes part of a mixed-race community of musicians, and slowly becomes a worthy practitioner of jazz. But he continues to mess up in ways that young men are prone to. These mess-ups do not escape the attention of Joe's dead father, a preacher, who repeatedly appears on a cavalry horse before his chagrined son. The old man quotes scripture by way of pointing out Joe's considerable foolishness and bad choices. Quote, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord," he quotes to Joe. "Vengeance don't belong to man. Revenge don't get people no place, just treading a whole lot of sad water." End quote. An older black woman takes Joe aside to tell him about being serious. "Listen, baby," she says, "the thing to keep in mind is if you know something is wrong for you, don't do it." But a lot has to happen before Joe even understands what she's talking about. Fort Showalter Blues is a story of revenge and acceptance, of discovering one's unique identity, of learning how to navigate a world full of evil and temptation without selling your soul. It's about being young and black and male in a society that has little love and lots of treachery for young, black, and male. Harold Johnson was a poet and a musician himself, and the passages he writes are rich with rhythm and metaphor and imagery. The book, in that way, is a delight to read. That was Clifford Brown, Stomping at the Savoy, one of Joe Birdsong's favorite bebop artists and trumpet player. Before that, I was talking about Fort Showalter Blues by local writer and teacher Harold Johnson, who passed away in November of 2024.